Okay, for our BCCO members, getting your names and emails, we'll make sure that you are aware that the Oakland Symphony Chorus is doing a double rehearsal retreat this Saturday. And if you would like to join us for that, you're welcome to. We'll make sure you have all of the information. We're also going to get you a copy of the other piece we're doing, so we'll get that to you. Valley Center for the Performing Arts. It's a lovely name for a venue. Do not map that when you're trying to get there if you don't know where you're going. It's usually not on maps. Try Holy Names University, which Valley Center for the Performing Arts replaced. Don't get mad at me if you can't find it. What will make you mad is the potential for the guard at the security gate if you come some point during the day. Sometimes they're not there. How nice. They take a little break or they have to go on a brief patrol. There's nothing I can do about this. So if you get to the gate and there's no one there, yell and scream. It's fine. I'll try to help you, but you may just have to wait 5 minutes or so until they come back in your vehicle. There's just not much I can do to make that better. Okay? And also, I'll get you a code for next Friday's symphony opener. You may remember that'll be an LGBTQ complimentary ticket invitation. We don't have the code yet. I'll send you a separate email with that information. Should be a very nice concert. Sarah Davis Buchner doing the Ravel Piano Concerto among three other pieces. Okay? Really nice concert. And thanks very much. Any questions?
I wonder if Karen could announce the podcast to the new members if you don't know about it.
Joe this week is kindly recording the rehearsal for us. And he will put the recording together and post it on the internet. It will be posted, it will be on the Chorus Connection. And we also post it on an old blogging site in case we have people singing with us who are not in Chorus Connection. So you can listen, we can download and listen to the recording of each rehearsal. And I will be doing it next week. And since there are only three of us on the team who can do this, if any of you are interested in learning how to handle it, how to do this, and would be interested in helping us out, come and talk to me. I have documentation on how to do it. But it does take some time. It takes a couple, 3 hours, I would say, to put it together and do the indexing. But that is available to anybody in the course. And that's where you find it.
Finally, I know all of you read my very powerfully written emails. Yes, I know. And you'll see on the calendar that the concert week is now in sight. Okay? The next couple of weeks, the team, the staff, will put together the whole schedule for those 3 days. So it's not in print yet, but we'll get it together and get it to you in the next week or two so you know where and when to be. Okay? Thank you very much.
One question over here.
Yes.
Pat.
A pleasure.
Okay, so it's a double rehearsal, correct? So is there a break in between?
No. I'm just joking. Yes, hour for lunch. 10 to 12:30 is the AM rehearsal. Hour for lunch, and then 1:30 to 4.
Okay. And those of us who are only...
And we'll send all of this information to our new guest members.
Thank you.
And so Kava, who is the composer of the piece, is coming on Saturday. He's going to be there on Saturday afternoon. So the goal is just to run through everything. Everything.
Yeah. I composed a piece for the chorus. Perfect. It's not ready yet.
It won't be perfect yet, but you have a sense. Yes.
Will that also be recorded for those of us who cannot make either the afternoon or the morning?
I'll talk to the podcast team and see what we're able to do. Okay. We have to sing, so okay. See if you have any questions after the room. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's take the end of this Liberame, bar 312. Let's go back to the staccato. 312, page 226 on the Unfold the edition. 226. So pound. And if you need to go back in your practice to the 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, you can do that. So for now we're doing it in 2. So 3, stop that. 3, 12. Can we do li? We release it instead of libera li. If the conductor wants something different, we'll do it different. But for now, let's do li. It's lighter. Okay. Let's do it before. 3, 14. slowly.
Thank you.
that libera, libera, libera me, right? A lift, a breath each time to rearticulate the phrase, right? So otherwise it's too much libera, 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 right? And we'll work on a little bit more drama. Very good. Let's start saying something good. Let's stand, let's do this part one more time and we keep going. One, ten. Same place, 3:12. 3:12. Bass start. So it's really 1, 2. Can you just give me the entrance? 1 and 2. Again, and really the verb. 1 and 2 and 1 and 2. And let's make sure you dicare, not you, you dicare seculum per veniens. Okay? Let's do only the rhythm. On your rhythm. 1, 2, and. Now let's sing, because I had to have one. So with the notes now. Okay. One, and. Thank you. chord, right? So Lira, it's here, okay? Great, but the May went back. Do you hear the difference or not?
Yes.
Right? So that the intonation is that. You hear really well. You don't have hearing issues in German. No, you know. In terms of intonation, you hear the chords, right? But so it's not about say when I say higher, it's not like pushing higher. Check your vowels. A lot of times it's about the vowels. Your O, if you do A, you're gonna be under. A, you know, when there is no shape. A, A, I, B, R, M, E. Okay? Again. Do you hear some of you? Fix it. With your notes. Listen, what do you think? Where do you think it's not high enough?
The last
one. But on which A? Yes, the A, right? B, this one. B. The shape of the with your ah shape. But not really, I was checking if you were doing it again. Wait, I didn't go down. I want the ah shape. Thank you. can you breathe before 42? Like that, you'll have enough air to go until 44. Let's listen to that on the tenor. But really breathe, take air at 42, before 42, breathe, right, before the dona, okay? Tenor and bass. Don't push.
Thank you.
59. Right to the address. Each time you have those ah, and those are the most difficult actually. Ah, and especially because in English you don't have that bright ah, like ah, right? You would do ah or ah, 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 right? French, Latin, a lot of time, especially Latin for the church, it's really here, right? It's still, I was used to imitate when years ago when I arrived here. When you were speaking, I could hear right? And French is very, so you really feel the difference of space, right? And as singers, you need to change it depending on what you have to sing, right? So those O, R are difficult, or A, a lot of time, and you have the flat tone, you know, the A, A. Yeah,
I hear so many different pronunciations.
So it's not requiem, right? It's in between. It's between this A and E. Requiem. So it's sphincter vowel, right? But it's true that me, I like bright vowels because I think it helps also in the intonation and the placement of the voice. Instead of requiem, you need a lot of technique to be able to keep that in tune and being behind there. Well, very good job. So, for Saturday, I hope a lot of you can come, because if we do like all those hours and you're not there, it won't, we just have to do everything again. So, so do your best. I know it was last minute, so really do your best. And we'll have Kava, so look at the piece, Kava's piece, and we'll do it with her also. Okay? Thank you very much.